Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the full moon that's occurring on January 25th, 2024, and we're going to break down each life path number and the energies that you could be working with around this full moon. Before we get into the forecast, of course, this is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading or forecast, please take a look at my website and see which service best works for you. I'd love to work with you. You can book some time with me there. The link for that is in the description box below. All right, let's take a look. Life path number three. So you all are going to be working with the energy of the one, as well as gorilla energy. So with this combination, the one and gorilla, there's something here that is asking you to find your confidence or your courage for something, right? To do something, to step into something, to say yes to something. So there may be something that's holding you back, whether it's self-defeating thoughts or, you know, fear of being misunderstood or fear of, you know, being in the spotlight, whatever the case may be. But when we have one energy, it's really pushing us to sort of claim our seat at the table, right? And do that in a very confident way that we can back up. So there's something where you're ready to say yes to it, but you're talking yourself out of it perhaps, right? So there's also this energy of like self-sabotage. And this full moon may ask you, where is it that you're self-sabotaging yourself? Where is it that you're holding yourself back? But you know you're ready for it, whatever it may be. And it might be, you know, applying for that job that you know you're ready for, but have fear around, you know, what if you actually got it? That you would actually have to show up and do it, you know, and sort of prove yourself or whatever the case may be. And a lot of times, a lot of self-doubt can come in when we're faced with opportunities or situations where we're ready for it, but, you know, the ego runs by fear sometimes, and so we can talk ourselves out of it. So there's definitely something here about leadership energy, you know, stepping into your potential, whether, again, it can be, even be with relationships, it can be across the board because it's a general forecast. But with gorilla energy, it's like almost like you don't know your own potential, you don't know your own strength, but life keeps trying to show you type thing. And so there's something here where there's the potential under this full moon and with this one energy and with gorilla energy to have a lot of success and achievement in whatever it is that you are claiming at this time. But there's also that need for confidence and courage. And sometimes confidence doesn't come until we sort of prove to ourselves that we are capable of doing something. And in order to do that, we have to say yes to it and just throw ourselves into it. So there can be risk-taking energy with the one. Also, there can be impulsivity. So you may feel called to just throw caution to the wind at this time and say yes to whatever this is. And I would say with this combination, with gorilla and the one, you know, this is a time if you feel called to be impulsive, if you feel called to say, yes, let's just do it. Let's just see what happens. Let's just jump in feet first, right? Do it. Go for it. See what comes from it. Because you are supported with this energy to, again, claim your seat at the table and to share your expertise and to share your ideas. This is definitely a time where your ideas, where your voice needs to be respected. And if you're in a position or in a place or an environment where it's not being respected, then this is going to be a time where you're going to have to make some decisions to change that environment, whether that means you're removing yourself from that situation or you're having those very honest conversations. But when the combination between the one and the gorilla, there's this energy of presence and, you know, owning your space and being that presence, right? And if you're in a room where, you know, sort of you're standing in the corner and you're trying to speak and nobody's hearing you, you need to put forth the effort and make the changes in order to find yourself in the center of that room, right? Where your voice is being respected and heard. So this can be a little daunting, you know, for threes. I mean, three is such big energy. I think you all would sort of thrive under this energy. It sort of pushes you to continue to put yourself out there in a big way and to step into that big energy of the three. So it's actually really, really beautiful. It's about, again, just reminding you of your fullest potential and where it is that you might be self-sabotaging yourself. So again, using the room example, you know, you might be in the corner yelling at your highest volume, but people aren't hearing you, but they're not going to hear you until you physically move yourself into the center of the room, right? And so what's holding you back from stepping into the center of the room, for stepping onto, you know, stepping up to the podium, so to speak? There's something where it's like you're not being heard, but you're almost self-sabotaging yourself from being heard. And this energy with Gorilla and the One will likely push you up to that podium. And, you know, and it's up to you to use that time wisely, I guess, so to speak. But you're going to have to be the one who moves yourself from the corner to the center of the room. And this energy is helping you to do that. So this is big, bold, confident energy that's full of presence. And yeah, this is a great time to shine for sure, and to use your ideas and your ingenuity and to share your bigger visions, but to share them in a way that they're being heard, right? And if you're in the wrong room, move to a different room, so to speak, okay? Sometimes the audience that we are speaking to is not our audience. So, you know, the right audience will find us, but if we're self-sabotaging ourselves, then, you know, we're holding ourselves back. So anyway, big energy this full moon for you all threes. I hope it's powerful. Take care. Bye for now.